Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
There. Back. Well, party starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Friday night seems like a good time to go out to Ruhlman Steakhouse for dinner, but you better call because
you
reservations. You can't just walk in on a Friday. It'll be packed. So call ahead for reservations or go to RuhlmanSteakhouse.com. Filet mignon for me tonight if I was out there, if I was going.
Okay.
Sirloin
you go
for
with
you.
The filet.
Bill had walleye before out there.
I would go with something different. I'd probably, the first thing I'd ask for, I'd say, what's the special, Bill? They always have a special also.
They do.
And it's so creative that I try to go with a lot of specials. I do. I like to go with a lot, unless it's just something way out there. I like to go with a lot of specials. Sometimes I just love.
What is, yeah.
I love having my menu, and there's usually a lady or gentleman giving you the rundown of the special, right? I just love doing this one. I love the special.
Oh. Yeah.
I love that. I just love.
No look needed.
Just, I'd love folding that thing up, and because it's always like.
Sitting back in your chair.
If I could, please, before you guys get started in the menu, if I could give you the special tonight.
Yes.
And I'm like, yes, I'd love to hear that. And then it's like. Fold it up. I'll take the special.
Sit back. Lean back.
Yeah.
Drink your old fashioned.
Yeah.
God.
Get the special.
Hey, I'll tell you something now. Ruhlman's makes a good old fashioned. That was a good old fashioned I had on my birthday. Good.
That David pre-bought for you.
Yes. David.
David from Renew.
Renew.
Did I thank him?
I don't know. I think you did.
But David,
you
thank
can't you. Again, though.
David bought that.
He stopped by like at 2 o'clock in the afternoon saying, this is Sip's first drink. Prepaid it. That's a pretty cool
David.
And, he drove out to Ashland and did that.
And they handled it well. They set an old-fashioned for me and said, this is paid for. And I thought, Phil. I really thought Phil.
But it was, that was David from Renew.
Yes.
Thank you, David. It was a great old-fashioned.
Ruhlman Steakhouse in between Lincoln and Omaha, Highway 6 in
Southside
Ashland.
You guys turned me on to old-fashioned, by the
Thank
way.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I do. They're good. They're really good.
Well, Bill has to depart, but not now, but...
I'm leaving right now.
No. So we're doing an early edition of Dr. Love today.
Rudy, come in here. Do Dr. Love.
No. We're doing this right now.
Dr. Love, come on.
Here we go. Yeah. Dr. Love.
They call me Dr. Love. They call me Dr. Love. I've got the cure you're thinking of.
Dr. Love, sponsored by Diner Contracting.
Randy!
You need remodels? Randy's the guy to talk to for your kitchen, bath, whole house remodel. 402-417-5204. Call Randy today for your home project remodel.
Home project remodel and feats of strength.
Put down that wheelbarrow. My why do you have that wheelbarrow?
Why is there a birdbath sitting out in the middle of the driveway?
Randy.
It's for Randy to see what he can lift over his head.
Feats of strength.
Feats of strength. God. Dinert.
Okay.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Sorry, Jake.
I'm just trying to keep this thing on the rails here.
Jake is very upset with our timeline. Our timelines that we've gotten. We haven't even got into our to the state games basketball from the 90s.
Pissed.
Yes. Not from the 80s.
Just got to keep it on the rails. Doug in Idaho. Dr. Love.
Idaho.
Off the bat here. In Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Coeur d'Alene, up at the lake. It's beautiful.
Dr. Love, we've been married 29 years. Okay. The stool comes on at 4 a.m. out here. She thinks I am crazy to set my alarm on Fridays to make sure I don't miss the roll call. Do you have any suggestions on how to smooth things out when I disrupt her sleep? Doug in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Oh, that's a great question. First, let's just start with a big thank you.
Yes.
That he sets his alarm to be up in time
for the roll call.
So that is, first of all, that is just incredible.
It is a bit.
I would start it with the preparation and anticipation of having a conversation the night before and having something like that. Do something for the day and the night before that's interesting, do something nice, and then just say, and also explain to her, I know this is not the best when my alarm goes off at 4 o'clock. So I can get in on the roll call. But this is something that's really important to me. If you lay it out to her like that, if you just don't say anything, the alarm goes off, then all of a sudden it's like, what are you doing? Roll call. If you let her know ahead how important the roll call is and say, I'm connected with the breakers.
Yes.
We are a team of
we're a network.
We're a network of listeners.
Beautiful.
And we have to all be together on this.
Beautiful.
And we don't get it. Also, this is time sensitive. If I text in the roll call, and if I get up at 9 o'clock, there's no roll call for me. And all of a sudden we're left out and Idaho is no part of this. And this is part of this. So I think that simpleness of preparation, explanation, and does she understand that there is a village of people that are involved in this and they are counting on Idaho to be there.
Preparation. So you wouldn't go so far as to say, just sleep in separate rooms for the night.
No.
On Thursday night.
Thursday night.
One night.
No, just, hey, just understand this. Then also now, I would be pretty sharp with this, would be when that alarm goes off, it should be, and then you should be done. You should have turned off immediately. Kind of anticipation with it to kind of have, and also have it on your phone. And you can kind of have it like beside your pillow off to the side. So it might wake you up and not even really bother her. So they do it via phone. If you do it on just your normal clock that is right there, that's going to be right there, it's hard to get to. If you have to reach over to hit the snooze or something, bad deal. Mm-hmm. Use your phone, have it set by your ear, one ring and it's off, and things will go smoothly, and then the stool stays together.
I think you helped there. That was a great first question.
That was.
Doug in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Doug.
Happily married up there.
But thinking about his wife.
29 years.
4 a.m. is a disruption.
Yeah, it is.
But you seem to smooth it out pretty well.
Thanks, Steve.
Next
Welcome,
up.
Doctor.
This is from Brian on the text line. It says, Dr. Love, my wife's voicemail box on her cell phone has been essentially full since 2009.
Hmm.
Every time I ask her to clear it out, she's like, what's the big deal? What's the best way to approach this? Should I go in and just erase them myself? Thanks for your time in advance. Brian.
I think this is time, Brian, that you're going to have to get up to speed. Your wife is correct on this. The voicemail is a thing of the past. It just doesn't really exist. You don't leave voicemails hardly at all anymore. It's a phone call with a text follow-up now. That's just the way life is.
It is with you.
It is like that. And I haven't listened to voicemail, I don't know, how long.
Don't you listen to them?
No, occasionally I will. I'll go back. So I'd say I completely don't. But the voicemail is kind of dead. It really is.
Passé.
And so generally what's going on now in the world is you get a phone call and then I get an immediate text afterwards. I mean, I rarely get a voice message at all. And so voice messaging is kind of out.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aerohit to yoga and mobility, to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
This is good learning.
This is true.
This is true.
That's You're with Dr. Love.
100%
of the past. It does exist, but it's a thing of the past.
It's a thing of the past. So don't, you're going to try to revive something that just isn't going to come back. There's certain things that we loved from growing up, from better times, or certain things from the early 2000s. They're not coming back. And so sometimes you got to be like, hey, I'm just going to move on from this. This is going to be a new situation for me. So see, here's the deal. She doesn't care about her voicemail. So if you clear them out to leave voicemails, she's still not going to listen to your voicemail. So just move on from, just say, okay, I got to adapt. My adaption is, I know now if I call, she doesn't answer, I shoot a text. I mean, I'm saying yesterday, I bet I had 4 or 5 calls that I missed with an immediate text right afterwards. Hey, FYI, tried to hit you up.
Yep.
There's
do you no, ever
call,
get,
call me back.
Do you ever get the text that says, hey, I left you a voicemail?
What the? No, I really don't get that anymore.
Do you get that text?
Yeah. No, I've sent when that
I,
text.
With, here, oh, no, you've here's sent my text. Next thing also. I would never leave a voicemail because I assume it's not getting listened to. I would never leave one. I'm just like, nope, once I know I need to talk to this person, it's always hit me up. I use please almost every time. Hit me up, please, when you're free. I always use plea. Okay. Please. So I think right now this one's going to be on you to make the adjustment.
Okay. When Bill has called me and I don't answer, I'll get the call, please.
Yes.
Text right after. So yeah. I would confirm. Not use the emergency.
I've never left either one of you guys a voice message ever.
No, you never have.
No, never have.
You never have.
It's a thing of the past. We got to move on.
Interesting. That's not only good advice, that's good learning.
Now, I will say this. I have saved, I probably have 20. So I'm all booked up too. My voicemail's full. But I've saved a bunch of voicemails from my parents.
Yeah.
That's smart.
I save those because I like listening to them.
Yeah, that's smart.
By the way, Brett in Minnesota, going back to the first question from Doug and Coeur d'Alene, says, my wife is listening, and as we're both getting ready for work, and she says to the guy from Idaho, I would murder you if that was you, if that was her.
Really?
If Brett was the guy from Idaho, waking up at 4 a.m. to text the stool.
Oh.
I tell you what, I
sorry for the
he's
confusion.
Correct on this, and I do think need to address it. I don't think this is something that the wife should lose her mind over. Once you get it down to one quick beep, and also
it leaves the room.
It's time sensitive. Yeah,
that's the question. Does he leave the room?
We didn't cross. I was just assuming. You know, like that. Maybe he just wakes up and texts in right away, and then goes back to sleep. Not sure on
and
that.
If he's watching the show in bed at 4 a.m. and the audio is clearly up, I can see why she'd have a problem with that.
It could be a slight. Yeah, I just assumed he did. If not, you do have to depart the room once you wake up. Yeah, and I would bet that's happening. Chime in.
All right, more.
One more. We'll do one more because we're low on time. This is from.
People like the show, Jake.
They do, but we are we do have time restraints.
I do.
Okay. Show.
Okay.
Jeff in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Okay. Harrisburg, Pennsylvania says, Dr. Love, is it ever a good idea to take a first date to a football game?
Hmm. Good question.
First date.
Good question.
You're living on the 5149. You really are. You're right on the Got it. My immediate thought is think about this. I don't have a hard. It's definitely not a hard no. It's not a hard no, and it's also, but how much do you know is what I would say. First date is simple. You might have a first date with someone that you've known for a year or been around a little bit, and it's your first date, and you have a lot of insight with what's going on, or you've had conversations about sports. You have, because you better have, if she has no interest in it, or have a very, very good feeling about the weather. Because all of a sudden, everybody's been at games over in this stadium.
Oh, yeah.
Where you go, that was miserable.
Yep.
That was absolutely miserable. So for first date, you're going, hey, let's try to catch one in, you know, September. Let's try to catch this and catch one that's got a great vibe to it. The big thing about the date is you want to have the sheer pageantry of the game. That's why if you're going to go to a game, I would, for a first date, it has to be college. Not pro.
Why is that?
Because college has way more pageantry to the game, which means there's going to be a band and there's going to be the cheerleaders and the and everything. There's more to it. The NFL is not that way. Not that it's a bad thing. It's just different. And so if you're going to go to a first date, it needs to be college. Be cognizant of the weather.
It needs to be college.
And make, and then also, if you're going to have your tickets, spend the money for good tickets. You want to have, it doesn't have to be on the 50-yard line. You want to have good, solid tickets. Also, the reason it's a plus is crowd interaction is great for a first date. You can even say when you sit in your section, here you go, me and Rhonda. First date, probably get some high fives from the people around you and all that.
They're rooting for you.
They're rooting for you. The people like that, everybody's going to be a lot of energy.
Wow.
So first date energy is very good. But think about, my first thought is, what can go wrong? So it'd be weather or the excitement leading up to it. If you're walking around Baton Rouge, Louisiana before a game, it's fun. Mm. Even if you have zero interest in football, it's like, okay, this is pretty cool. This is pretty awesome. What's it like? So I make sure it's a good vibe.
The one thing I would add is, if you don't know each other very well, it could really, football games can bring out the worst in you.
Yes.
And Jake, first date.
That'd be bad. It'd be horrible.
Dolphins getting beat by 30.
It wasn't necessarily that date with Jake.
There's never a date two for that one. That thing's over.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's some people, and women too, I mean, you just see some, you know, they get emotional. Yeah. And if you don't know the person, you might be, oh, okay.
But I think it all comes down to, how long have you known her? Do you have feel? Have you talked sports at all? It's like, you know, Laura, I knew right away, she loved football. She watches football. She's always like, is there any games on? And so that happens. I get that.
Interesting invitation.
I'm not saying she sounds like that, but that's how she says it. Is there any games on tonight? And if we're watching a MAC game, she's fine with it.
Good.
Toledo, Kent State, action. She's like, let's get some of that.
On a Tuesday night.
A little MAC.
I'm ready for some action.
That is Dr. Love, sponsored by Diner Contracting. Thanks for the questions this morning, as we moved it up a little bit, but we still had people chiming in. Thank you, Breakers, for the
questions. Yeah, we had a lot of people text in.
We did.
At an early time like that, so thank you very much. The Breakers made an adjustment to help me out to get to this event.
They are adaptable.
Yes,
we appreciate that. When we come back, Song of the Day and Aging Gracefully next, an early break on the ticket.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility, to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.